Dear friends of the Kolbe Center, Pax Christi. On this blessed feast of St. Augustine of Hippo, Father and Doctor of the Church, I would like to draw your attention to one of the ways that you can use the DVD series, Foundations Restored, to give your high school or college-age youth a thorough understanding of the true Catholic doctrine of creation from the perspective of theology, philosophy, and natural science. Thanks to the tireless efforts of our webmaster, Keith Jones, those who purchased the DVD series now have access to a web page where students can be tested on the essential content of each episode of the series through a multiple-choice quiz. Keith has designed the web page so that it is impossible for the student to continue to the next episode until he or she has achieved 100% on the quiz in 3 attempts. I have just finished supervising one of my 14-year-old grandsons in viewing the entire DVD series, administering quizzes to him after each episode, and making sure that he understood his errors whenever he made a mistake. When he had finished viewing the entire series, I gave him a final test on the content of all of the episodes, consisting of all of the quizzes from the beginning to the end of the series. He scored an 81% on the final examination, which was a very good score, considering the difficulty of some of the material, and the fact that he took the final examination without reviewing any of the previous episodes. I have no doubt that he will be able to defend the true Catholic doctrine of creation effectively from now on, and that he will be able to answer the principal arguments against special creation and in favor of the molecules to man evolutionary hypothesis in its theistic and atheistic forms. Pastors, teachers, and homeschooling parents can use our DVD series and this new tool to equip young Catholics all over the world with the knowledge they need to defend the fundamental doctrine of creation and to expose the fatal flaws in the evolutionary hypothesis as the foundation of the anti-culture of death. I would like to urge all of our readers to use and promote these tools and to pray that we will soon be able to make them available in all of the major languages of the world. Our Spanish translation team hopes to complete their translation of the DVD series and of Pamela Aker's book on vaccination before the end of the year. Please pray for the success of their efforts, and please let us know if you have any recommendations for distributors of these materials throughout the Spanish-speaking world. We regularly receive testimonies from clergy and laity all over the globe whose lives have been transformed by watching the DVD series, Foundations Restored. I will leave you with this beautiful testimony from a priest serving in Germany, which we invite you to share with your pastors, friends, and family. One of the main obstacles that prevents many from embracing the immutable Roman Catholic faith, and a main reason for defecting from it, in our days, undoubtedly is the materialistic error of evolutionism. Hence, it is a severe pastoral duty of any conscientious shepherd, bishop, or priest to have the right answers for souls who search for the truth in this matter, and to safeguard his flock from a pernicious heresy that endangers salvation. Likewise, Catholic parents, even homeschooling parents, must be aware of the perils their children are exposed to because of evolutionism. The so-called modern world is completely permeated by this heresy, and a person who has no strong intellectual antidote against it would almost certainly accept it finally, if not in principle, then at least in its amoral practical consequences, more and more promoted by neo-Marxism. And if only this last is the case, then a theoretical acceptance of the error itself will probably follow, as nobody can act against his own principles in the long run. He will either change his habits or his principles. Unfortunately, because of the consequences of original sin, the wrong choice will be made by lots of people. In this situation, the series Foundations Restored is a more than praiseworthy initiative. Priests, perhaps even bishops, will get strong apologetical arguments here. Catholics will be joyfully strengthened in the true faith. Searching persons will receive luminous insights. The series clarifies what the Catholic doctrine regarding the origin of the world really contains. It exposes the philosophical fallacies underlying evolutionism, already present in antiquity, then revived by Descartes and others. It then offers an overwhelming and rich demonstration of the utter absurdity of evolutionism in all its relevant branches of natural science. This series will be valuable for everyone, clergy and faithful, academics and students, adults, parents and children. From an artistic point of view, the series is made in an appealing way. The viewer who really follows the argumentation step by step will get ever more interested in the topic, and with the help of God's grace, at the end, he will profess anew or for the first time, En principio creavit Deus calum et terram. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Genesis 1:1. From Father Paolo di Angona, priest of the Diocese of Rotermond, NL. Finally, for those of our readers who may have lingering doubts about St. Augustine's faith in the literal historical truth of Genesis 1 through 11, we invite you to watch the episode on St. Augustine in the DVD series, and to read David Gedney's masterful article on St. Augustine's interpretation of Genesis on the Kolbe website. Yours in Christ through the Holy Theotokos, in union with St. Joseph, U. Owen. P.S. If you were not able to attend the Kolbe Leadership Retreat just concluded, but you would like to watch the videos of all the talks, we will let you know through the Kolbe newsletter when the videos have been edited and available to be viewed on the Kolbe website.